It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Joining us on the phone this morning, a man who is temporarily setting aside his television hat and has put on his radio hat, which is a shame because it's a very attractive hat, and because it's radio, you don't get to see it. It's Dave Anderson from the Northlands News Center. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are things going down just down the hill from where I am?
Just down the hill just a little bit. Well, we're looking for temperatures today around 30. So here's my question to you about El Nino.
Yes.
El Nino gives the rest of the country this wacky extreme weather. But in El Nino years, we just get nice weather. I should not put a value judgment on it. I should just say we just get mild weather. Now, is that because our winter weather is usually so extreme?
So that's a very good point. Being in the middle of a continent, the cold Arctic air masses during the winter have their way with us as they ravage us with, you know, upwards of 30, 40 below temperatures. But when El Nino comes around and shifts weather patterns and the positions of the air masses, we do indeed become much milder. That's been happening this year. Some people have been enjoying it, and others, well, you know, they want that cold weather, and it just hasn't been here yet.
Well, that's very true, because we do have so many people that enjoy the outdoor recreation. Those of us who like to do other things with our paychecks other than pay our heating bills, we're a little bit more excited about it, but that's just us, okay? So
exactly. As
we look ahead at El Nino, do you folks have a way with, you know, your mysterious passing over of hands and burning herbs and the chanting and stuff that you do to produce the forecast every day? Do you folks have a way of knowing how long this pattern is going to keep up?
Well, that's a pretty good point you make there, Lisa. And I suppose I should fess up right off the bat, because we meteorologists were talking about this just yesterday. Talking to an old dog, one of my mentors from back when I was earning my degree, retired chief forecaster from the National Weather Service here in Duluth, and it really boils down to, after 7 days, we may as well flip a coin or throw a thing at a dartboard. It is hard to do a long-range forecast with any semblance of accuracy. And so, that being said, what little data we can look into the future with now, well, pretty much says that this El Nino is going to be lasting all the winter season. Cold weather will be hard to come by, but not impossible. In fact, we have some coming our way on Sunday that should stick around for the better portion of a week.
Now, what about springtime? And I'm not trying to offend anyone who is already upset that they've missed their entire winter season, but it's my understanding that come Groundhog Day, they pull a meteorologist out of his warm bed, and then he either sees a shadow or doesn't see a shadow, and then we know how, you know, when spring is coming. Are there any forecasts yet about whether or not the meteorologist will see his shadow?
Oh, good old Punxsutawney Phil Johnson. He's probably, you know, he still has another month to sleep. But looking at a springtime forecast, this is where El Nino can become the proverbial sort of Damocles or the double-edged sword or whatever sharp-edged weapon cliche you want to throw at it. Because the warmer than normal conditions right now, of course, are hampering the sticking of snow. We've been getting plenty of it. December, in fact, we were several inches over normal. But the mild temperatures made it melt away, and so we don't have that much on the ground. So that could be hampering us through February, but March, statistically our classic blizzard period, that extra heat in the air with its extra ability to hold moisture, could slap us with some really good blizzards. And so we may be jonesing and starving for snow until then, and then we may get more than we want, and it may stay longer than we want, which always seems to be the nature of the Northland weather beast, isn't it?
It kind of is. Now, as you look backwards, can you tell when El Nino began? Because we had kind of an early-ish spring. We had a summer that lasted into, what, October, November, practically? So can you look and say, well, this is kind of where we say that the El Nino weather pattern started, and it usually lasts X number of months?
All right, yeah, let's dial her back according to the climate data available from NWS here in Duluth. It began roughly around June. The first half of the year was colder than normal, and in fact, last February, the monthly total was a good 10, 15 below normal, which, of course, now has been counteracted by this December that was 11 to 15 degrees above normal. That seems to be the way the yin and the yang of weather still works. Despite the threats of climate change, what goes up in one zone's got to come down in another, and it does eventually balance itself out in the end, at least so far. I'm not discounting threats of climate change that may throw off that balance in the future, but we're still maintaining it, perhaps tenuously, but we're maintaining it. And so now, keeping that in mind, the warm-up for 2015 did begin in the summer. And, you know, one of my side jobs was being an organic farmer on my wife's operation. And because of the extra heat this summer and that lingering heat into the fall, boy, we had a banner year of making organic crops and feeding people in a healthy manner. So there was a little bit of a benefit there. So now it's been going on about 6-7 months. It's probably got another 3 or 4 to go before we fall back on the yin and the yang, the up and the down of the weather. Now forecasters are predicting El Nino's twin sister, La Niña, to be coming by next winter, which is the exact opposite, abnormal cooling. So if we're going to get it warmer than normal this winter, there's a pretty good chance next winter we pay the piper with bitter cold temperatures lasting the entire season.
You can't see this as my scrunchy face of dismay. Okay. All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning and shedding a little light on the way the whole thing works, you know, with the dartboard and the thing, and it's always a treat to talk to you.
Dartboard. I do have an ancient Ouija board on my desk that some smart aleck gave me years ago, but no, I've never fired it up in case it unleashes something really bad, you know?
Well, that's probably prudent of you, Dave. It's very, very prudent.
The Ouija board, the dartboard, flipping a coin, oil and water, what are all those old tricks?
Well, Dave, thanks again so much for joining us. It's always a treat to have you on the show. Thanks again.
That's nice to hear, Lisa. Let's do it again soon.
That sounds good. Dave Anderson from the Northlands News Center. He is a meteorologist and joined us this morning here on Green Visions to talk a little bit about El Nino. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.